And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Churchgoers failed to return to services following the pandemic, a Telegraph analysis has revealed. In December, the Church of England, C of E, published its statistics for Mission 2021, which details attendance and participation within churches across the country. Dr. Ken Eames, senior statistical researcher within the C of E's data services team, who authored the report, acknowledges that the pandemic continued to have an impact on the worshipping life of the Church of England in 2021, but added that its effects were less severe than in 2020. However, analysis of the data by this newspaper has shown that in 2021, churches failed to bounce back from the drop-off in attendance caused by the pandemic. Church attendance was just 72% across all English dioceses of what it was in 2019. Church wardens and members of General Synod, the C of E's legislative body, said that the untold trend is the decline that is being driven by the Church of England itself. They say the trend is driven by a failure to recruit more vicars and the merging of parishes. Telegraph analysis found that in 2021, the average Sunday church attendance was 509,200 across the country, up from 297,600 in 2020, but significantly down on the 707,100 recorded in 2019. The C of E figures are derived from an in-person attendance survey conducted in October 2021. That month, there were no COVID-19 restrictions after they were all lifted in July that year. The government's Plan B policy, including wearing face masks and COVID passes, was not introduced until December 2021 with the rise of the Omicron variant. The latest church data, which covers the year 2021, comes just weeks after the Office for National Statistics revealed that Christians now account for fewer than half of England and Wales population for the first time in census history. The census results showed that 46.2% of the population, that's 27.5 million people, described themselves as Christian in 2021. This marks a 13.1 percentage point decrease from 59.3%, that's 33.3 million people, in 2011. Separate analysis of C of E data by the Telegraph in January found that 423 churches were closed between 2010 and 2019. The figure shows the downward trend regarding the number of churches in the country and has prompted senior clergy to warn of the shocking threat to parishes as the bedrock of the Church of England. Responding to the latest data, Admiral Sir James Bernal Nugent, 73, a retired Admiral and Deanery Synod member, said, "There are obviously several factors at play in these statistics. The impact of COVID is clearly the greatest, as can easily be seen. The gradual secularisation of society is probably the second largest factor, and that shows in the longer term trend over several decades, and is particularly shown in the census reports." However, he added, the untold trend is the decline that is being driven by the Church of England itself. Their own research clearly shows that the reducing number of clergy across parishes results in decline in attendance and giving. Yet, bizarrely, that is exactly what many dioceses are doing. Across the nation, in spite of the total number of clergy holding up, as clergy retire or move on, they are not being replaced. After a period of vacancy, parishes are being merged into ever larger benefices with thinner and thinner coverage by stipendiary clergy. The reliance upon lay volunteers goes up and up, as does the demand for increasing number of volunteers. The Church of England has its foot on the accelerator when it should and could be applying the brake. Andrew Orange, a General Synod lay member, said, "One might hope that the Church of England would show us that Christianity is vital and fundamental to our lives. By not running services in church, even after July 2020, when it was legal to do so, it gave the impression that faith was an optional, nice-to-have activity that could be halted. Faith needs to be nurtured. The habit of communal worship provides an important underpinning for this, and it's what keeps us strong when the winds of trouble are blowing. By denying the possibility of in-church worship during lockdown, the Church of England weakened that underpinning fatally for some people." Mark Arena, Director of Communications for the C of E, said it would simply be wrong and misleading to use the attendance figures for 2021, a period when pandemic measures were still in place and many people were exercising a higher level of caution, to claim that people have failed to return to services since. Last year was still extensively affected by the COVID restrictions, with some churches closed for part of that year or later operating a ticketing system to restrict numbers. There were many people unwilling to attend in-person worship even by the end of the year. The report itself notes that there was some bounce back in attendance in 2021, and further bouncing back is expected. We certainly would not want to be complacent, and the church is doing everything it can to support its parishes and clergy to welcome everyone at a time when the need for spiritual and practical support is greater than ever. And local clergy are at the heart of this. Ordinations, including of stipendiary clergy, remain at the highest level for a generation. So, as Sir James says, it is vital to move from anecdote to evidence. Criminal damage and antisocial behaviour are among churches' many concerns. There was a time when churches across Britain stayed open as places of sanctuary. Now more than half of them only open for services and events, new research reveals. Almost 530 churches responded to a survey that shows criminal damage and antisocial behaviour are among factors that have taken a toll on opening hours. Three-quarters of ordained and lay ministers and wardens, among others who took part in the research, believe that it is important to have their church open during the daytime to provide a place for prayer and contemplation and to welcome visitors, while 32% sense that staying open reduces the likelihood of theft, a further 30% disagree. Ecclesiastical insurance specialists in the heritage sector worked with the Bible Society in surveying churches to understand the threat of crime and its impact on public access to historic buildings. Although the research included all denominations, Ecclesiastical was founded to provide insurance for the Anglican Church, and 256 respondents were Anglican, with 70 Baptist, 59 Methodist, and 15 Catholic, among others. The survey showed that the main concerns about keeping churches open include security, 82%, theft from inside the church, 81%, and a lack of volunteers, 79%. Almost 3 in 5 churches, 58%, have not experienced any crime in the past year, and half disagree that they need to do more to prevent crime. Asked whether their church experienced crime in the last 12 months while it has been locked, 2.5% had suffered a theft from inside the building, but 10.8% had their windows smashed. Of churches that have been left unlocked in those 12 months, 7.4% experienced a theft, and 3.4% have seen their windows smashed. Surprisingly, only 28% believe keeping churches open increases funding raised through donations. Helen Richards, who heads church insurance at Ecclesiastical, said, "Churches are a vital part of our architectural heritage, both for visitors and the communities that they're part of. Whenever a church is closed, it's very upsetting. Churches are facing many challenges at the moment, from the cost of heating buildings to recruiting. Volunteers that help to keep their doors open. Our research found that with over half the churches surveyed saying they are only open for services and events, and 30% only open during the day but closed overnight. But three quarters believe it is very important to have their churches open during the day." She added, "We encourage churches not to be locked all the time and to stay open in the day. There are security benefits from remaining open." Jennifer Alexander, a professor of history of art at Warwick University and a trustee of the Nottinghamshire Historic Churches Trust, a grant-giving body for the conservation of church buildings of all denominations, said, "It's a sad reflection on current society that we can't leave more of the church buildings open. The usual story is that churches are closed due to risks of vandalism, but there are other churches that can find volunteers to sit in them and welcome people. The argument proposed against locking churches is that if there are people who want to steal, they'd rather they were able to walk into the church than break through a medieval doorway or destroy stained glass." Rachel Morley, director of Friends of Friendless Churches, a conservation group, said, "I'm so saddened by the report." She spoke of her despair over two recent horrible acts of vandalism at historic churches in Wales and Hertfordshire that had shaken their volunteers. A group of local teenagers went into St. Baglan's Church, whose oldest fabric includes 5th century carved stone. They defecated everywhere and smeared it all over the walls. They broke a beautiful 18th century box pew. They urinated into the font, burned the visitor's book and gouged swastikas into the plaster walls. In Hertfordshire, windows were smashed at the 15th century St. Mary Magdalene's Church, which has a beautiful parquet floor and simple medieval pews. They lit off fire extinguishers and poured bleach over the historic woodwork and harmonium. Particularly over Christmas, it's not right that a few people can spoil everything for the vast majority. A Church of England official who took more flights than Alan Wicker spent the proceeds of £5.2 million fraud on Burberry, Ted Baker and online fruit machines, the court heard. Martin Sargent, 53, was head of operations for the Diocese of London, which controls churches and their coffers in the capital. He requested cash for dysfunctional churches and the money went straight into his pocket. Sargent pocketed just over £5.2 million and the cash was lavished on his lifestyle, prosecutor Joey Kwong told Southwark Crown Court. He bought 7 properties, 3 of them in Scotland worth £1 million, including a riverside log cabin which could be rented out as a business, said the prosecutor. Mr. Kwong said a statement from an American Express bank account showed Sargent spent £2,700 at a fashion store, Ted Baker, in February 2012. In January 2013, £1,616 spent at Burberry and over £4,000 spent on hotels in the same month. And in the 3 months between May and July 2013, he spent £30,000 at the Soho Hotel in London, Mr. Kwong said. Sargent was a BA frequent flyer who flew over 180 times with the airline between 2010 and 2019, with flights to New York and other such destinations, the court heard. At a previous hearing, Malachy Pakenham, prosecuting, referenced the late Alan Wicker, who presented the popular travel documentary series Wicker's World on TV from 1958 to 94, when he said Alan Wicker would have not have clocked up as many flights as this defendant did. The Diocese of London have not been able to maintain their buildings and some have been closed to the public, according to an impact statement read to the court. Mark Ruffell, defending, said Sargent has a long-standing gambling addiction. He told the court, "This wasn't a fraud from the start. It was a fraud that came about because he had influence with substantial amounts of money." He explained at the start of the interview that he had a gambling addiction and at some points was losing £20,000 a day from online fruit machines. Mr. Ruffell told the court that Sargent created a fantasy life to hide lies and that he is sorry for everything. Sargent of Mourne Street, Dudley, West Midlands, admitted one count of fraud by abuse of position and was jailed for 5 years. Judge Michael Grieve, KC, told him, "You admitted that as you did this, you knew the church was close to bankruptcy. This was a sophisticated fraud carried out systematically for a period of 11 years, resulting in a massive loss to the churches of London, which they could ill afford." And finally, Pastor Jamie said that a man knocked on his door and asked for a small donation towards the local swimming pool. He gave him a glass of water.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.